Welcome to Rock the Midlife Show, a podcast that brings you fun and interesting conversations to inspire, motivate, and encourage women on their journey through midlife. I am Alinka Tercic, your host. I help women at midlife to rediscover themselves and their vision and thrive through the transition into their next stage. Enjoy. Hello, hello, it's Alinka Tercic again. Today it's my show and I want to talk to you about co-creating your life with conscious and really choosing the way that you live, that you respond to the world and how you move through the life. So first of all, I want to emphasize that you are an important piece of the whole world. You are here for a reason. And sometimes you don't see that reason immediately, or we are so often caught up in looking for the purpose and the big mission of changing the world and impacting millions. But your purpose and your lesson that you're here to learn in this lifetime is often connected to your immediate family, to your society, to your surroundings, to the environment that you live in. So oftentimes it's not really doing the big things, but the small actions, the small interactions that you have with people around you, how you live your life on everyday basis and how you learn to co-create, cohabitate with people that are around you, that are triggering you, that are maybe hard to handle, that are maybe making you suffer, making you sad, making you angry. Those are all the circumstances that you chose to come to the earth in this time, to this place, to this family, to this surrounding, to learn how to love, how to be more passionate, maybe patient, maybe caring, how to step up for yourself, how to stand up, how to be independent. Whatever that is, the people around you, the circumstances are triggering those events and those situations that are helping you learn and grow. But as much as you are growing through this life, you are helping others grow. And in order to you being of the benefit to them, it's oftentimes that you have to trigger them as well, making them question everything, or making them, you know, you sometimes you have to push them. Sometimes you have to really be the mean person, but we don't want to do that. We want to be nice, caring, loving people, and we want to choose love. And this is what I want to talk to you about today, because you can help someone evolve and grow and learn their lessons through love, more than through hate or anger or whatever other low vibration emotion you have. So first of all, it's really important that you are you, that you are yourself, that you are knowing yourself, that you accept yourself as you are, and that you really value who you are and what you bring to this world. Sometimes we are so caught up in other people's lives and in other people's dramas, in other people's agendas, that we forget who we are and we forget what we value and what we are bringing to the world and what are our gifts and talents. And we are playing these roles that we choose to play in interaction with different people. So we are not the same person when we are interacting with our children, with our parents, with our coworkers, with our neighbors, with our friends. You know, they are seeing the glimpses of you, but they are all adjusted to that situation that you are meeting those people in. And this is the piece that really I'm very passionate about. Being yourself in every situation, not being who you think is the best version of you to be in that situation, so you get what you think the best of that situation and you behave like you know what they are expecting from you and what is the best for them, not yourself. You are forgetting who you are. You're forgetting yourself. You're forgetting your needs. You're forgetting your wants. And you are just kind of adjusting to their needs and to their wants and their situation, not wanting to disturb anyone or to annoy anyone or to rock the boat or whatever it is. But every time you do that, you lose a piece of yourself. You are chipping away your essence. And this is really what I'm passionate about, bringing yourself back, being you in every situation, even if it's a hard one, but standing up for yourself, creating those boundaries that you need to go through the world and go through this life really consciously and responding to the circumstances, not reacting. And you have to see the bigger picture in all of this. You don't need to respond and react to every situation, to every trigger that comes your way. And this is the difference between responding, which is really consciously creating, versus reacting. When you're responding, or when you are choosing to create or act from your own being, from your own choice, from your own conscious decision, you put yourself in the position where you are responsible for the circumstances, where you are responsible for the events that unfold, you are responsible for the outcome. But instead of being afraid of what the outcome will be, and instead of being, oh, now I'm responsible, this is too much of a burden for me, choose this as an opportunity to really find your way, find who you are, and find how you want to live through this life. This is your way to accept responsibility for every decision, good or bad, but these are the decisions that you are making. And those are the decisions that are really empowering. Those are the decisions that are, even though if you choose something that will end in a bad outcome, it's not bad because you chose it. You were the creator of it. And if it didn't end up in the way that you expected to come to end up, it's really probably something behind it that you have to learn, something that you have to undig about yourself, some hidden fear, some hidden belief that you still carry on that were preventing the situation to come out as you wished. And you have to remember that you as a part of the whole universe is always responding to you in a way that's always a yes. So it doesn't judge you, it doesn't punish you, it doesn't bring you bad situations just because you did something bad or you thought bad thoughts or you were not thinking positively all the time. It's bringing you bad situations because you asked for them. And I know many people say, oh no, I didn't ask for it, I didn't choose this. But you did through your emotions. Even if you're saying, I want to be rich, I want to be wealthy, I want to be happy, I want to have great relationship with my partner, I want to have amazing kids, you know, back in your mind is, or even, you know, underlying when you're not really aware of them, are the, oh, I can't have a great relationship with my partner, you know, I'm not worthy of it, he's this, he's that, I'm this, I'm that. You know, you're bringing in the every situation that went bad, every negative experience, everything that you are fearing. So you are basically jinxing your own wish. So it's not that universe is punishing you or that you will always be in a negative situation. But that's the beauty of really consciously creating, being aware of your thoughts, being aware of your beliefs, digging deep what's behind your thoughts and what's behind your beliefs and what's behind your actions, and really asking yourself, is this something that you really want, or is this something that you want because someone else is want it, or is this something that you want just because it's, you know, the trend right now? Is this something that you believe that you should do? Is this something that you believe that you should have? And when I'm working with women in midlife, we have like 40, 50 years of experience of all kinds of situations and events where people were saying no to us, where we were facing the problems, the obstacles, when we were told to not do something, when we were told how we should behave, how we should be in this time and age. And oftentimes all those beliefs come into play when we are talking about their future, and they're expecting their future to be the same as their past, but they are not accepting the fact that they can consciously create a new future, a better future, a different future, something that's not happened before. But if you're wanting something that's never happened before, you have to be something that you've not been before. So if you've always been the silent one, the people pleaser, the, you know, saying yes to everything and always putting others first, you will have to change into putting yourself first, into honoring your commitments, into putting up those boundaries. You have to know your values. You have to know when to say no. And, you know, it's not always easy. Sometimes you still slip back into the old ways. But if you are really conscious about it, you take responsibility for it and you say, okay, I made this exception because. And oftentimes when I'm really bad at boundaries, and when I'm putting them up, and when I'm, you know, now I'm working, now I'm, you know, having this me time and having the structure and schedule and everything, when my kids call me or they need something, and it doesn't need to be something really big, like life threatening, or, you know, even if they just want to talk, I vow to myself that I will always put my kids first, before business, before work, before everything else. So this is one of my not valuing and not honoring my boundaries, but because I chose to be with my kids and be for them. And it's actually just recently I realized it came from my father. I was around 20 when he passed away, and 5 years before that, my mom and him were building a house together. So it was always this pressure about time, pressure about money. And he was always kind of preoccupied with this house. So, and I was already living away from home most of the time because I was attending school in another town. I still feel that I lost like the last 5 years of being with my father, and because he died when I was still so young, I feel like I didn't have much of my father, as much time with my father, and as much, you know, really, really sharing the life with him as much as I would want to, as much as I could have. So it became kind of my personal rule, or my personal, how I live my life and how I live my life with my family, is I always put my kids first, because I don't want them, if something happens to me, or, you know, some day down the road when we are old, you know, that they say to me, no, you were always working, you didn't have time for us, you didn't take the time out of your day to be with us. So this is my way of really kind of changing that history in my family, to be with my kids, to really be available for them whenever they need me and for whatever they need me. Even if it sounds something very trivial or something very minor, I'm always there for my kids. So just know your boundaries and know when you cross them and know why you cross them. Just having this, you know, I'm taking full responsibility of maybe neglecting my business if I get to spend my time with kids. And this is my choice and I'm okay with this. And this is how I co-create my life. My kids are always the first. So, but this is also very empowering for me because I know that I live the way that I choose. I put my family first and I'm just not saying that. I'm also really doing anything that I can about it. And I'm following my guidance about that. So really it's about choosing and knowing why you are choosing the way that you are choosing. And if you're reacting, it's basically the worst thing that you can do because you're always in this defense mode. You are always in the, you know, jumping at someone. You are having this gut response, which is oftentimes it comes out, you know, you say something before you think, you yell at someone before you really have time to think about it. And oftentimes it's really something that's not worth your anger or the diminishing this relationship with someone. And it's so automatic that we often get used to that. And we are just snapping at people and we are just jumping at someone and we are just getting into this all lower vibrational frequencies where you feel bad about it afterwards. Because oftentimes if you think about it, you know, when your kids do something and you yell at them and it's really not worth it. But then you step back and you are like, okay, I'm sorry, I don't want to react this way, but I do. And this is the way where you're not choosing your actions, when you are not choosing how you will respond, when you are not taking responsibility for your action, you are just reacting, you are just, you know, really getting into this automatic response that it's not in line with who you want to be and who you are. Because deep down, every person is a really loving, caring. I believe that every person, you know, craves love and is capable of giving love. And at the end, we all want just to be loved and accepted and happy. So this is where you are stepping out of your value zone. This is where you are stepping out of your integrity. And this is how you are basically, with the little things like that, you are ruining, you know, even if your day goes well, you are ruining the day, you are ruining this relationship, you are ruining the friendship, the, you know, the good times. So when you are consciously co-creating your life, the first thing you have to know is who you are, what are your values, and what do you want to create. And then, of course, taking full responsibility, how you show up, how you interact with people, how you do something, and knowing the consequences. Sometimes, like I said, sometimes the outcome is not what you wanted. But oftentimes, you know that there are consequences if you are not valuing your time, if you are not honoring your habits, if you are still doing the bad habits, if you're keeping with them, you know there are consequences if you're avoiding something, if you're doing something out of fear, if you're doing something out of, how do you say it? Because someone else expected to and they have some sort of a power over you, you're doing out of duty, you're doing it out of what other people think, you're doing it out of, oh, I'm not good enough for something better. Those are all the things where you are not taking responsibility for your life. Those are all the things that you're not taking your life into your hands. but you are still allowing others to create your world. And one of the things that I really want to emphasize here is be more grateful. And this is this may sound kind of cliche, but when you are creating your world, be grateful, appreciate the little things, see the positive in others, see the positive around you, see the positive. And if you can't say anything good about it, just let it go. You know, allow it to just pass you by. And you will start, when you notice things, this is, I probably said it before, but this is one of my favorite quotes. And I think it's from Oprah, but I'm not sure. Everyone is quoting Oprah. But she said, if you look at things that you have in life, you will always have more. And if you look at the things that you don't have in your life, you will always be lacking, or something like that. But, you know, it depends how you look at things. It depends how you approach things. It depends if you come into the situation with, okay, I have control, maybe not of the situation. Maybe something happens that's really out of your control. Maybe you couldn't do anything about it, but it is your choice how you respond to it. Do you react? Like, you know, when someone bumps into your car and, you know, go through the red light and you were just there not knowing what will happen, you didn't attract anything, you didn't initiate anything that could make it something like that happen, but it happened. And, you know, there are some philosophers who say that you are responsible for everything that happens in your life, including being at that point at that time so you could get hit. But then you can, you know, jump out of your car and yell at that person and call him or her names and be really aggravated. And it could ruin your day, but it will not change the situation. Or you can be a little bit more compassionate, you can be a little bit more understanding, you can be a little bit more patient. You know, you never know what this person is dealing with. You never know what happened. You know, you never know why they ran the red light. So it's not because they are stupid or they are idiot or they are whatever you call them. It's because they make a bad decision or they were just distracted by something. Maybe they were rushing to the hospital to say goodbye to their parents, or, you know, you never know. But if you stay in your integrity and you choose to respond and you choose to consciously be a more positive person and you choose to, not positive, you know, in a like really blinded way, oh, I will be positive, it will be okay, you know, pretending like nothing's happened, but just being that person that gives, you know, opens the conversation, not shutting it down. And when you choose to be kinder, when you choose to be more compassionate and understanding, and when you choose to resolve the issue at hand with a positive attitude, you know, the issue will resolve basically itself. And it will come out in your favor, or, you know, the way that you want it to, instead of, you know, you yelling and being angry and bringing that anger into every other situation and bringing that anger into every other interaction, discussion, conversation, where you will basically create a negative spiral of events, emotions, and circumstances that will just keep on ruining your day. So be of appreciation, be of gratitude, be yourself, be with integrity of who you want to be, even if you have not always been. We all made our mistakes. We all have regrets. We all, you know, have some situations where we could act it differently or responded differently. But it's part of the learning. It's part of the growing. It's part of understanding yourself and understanding, saying maybe, okay, that time I reacted really badly, but this time I learned my lesson. I choose to respond better. I choose to be a better person. And this is my hope for every one of you, because each and every one of you is an important part of this whole creation and this whole life and this whole time that we are living right now. And when we are all rising and we are all growing, each one of us, we are raising the humanity, we are raising the vibration of the planet, we are helping others grow. So be the best version of you that you can be. Choose consciously how and what you want to create in your world. And if you need help, I am here. Reach out and I'm happy to talk with you about it. Bye. Thanks for joining us on Rock the Midlife Show. If you find value, you can visit our website, rockthemidlife.com, where you can listen to previous episodes and subscribe on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and other platforms so you never miss an episode. I would very much appreciate a rating on iTunes or if you simply tell a friend about it. You might also want to check out our Facebook community, The Midlife Sorority. I hope we meet again next week for our new episode. Bye!